that important update here this weekend.
My pleasure, Frank.
Coming up, I'll talk about the latest business trends with Al Osborne, the interim dean of the UCLA Anderson School of Management. That and more straight ahead on MoTeC on Money. MoTeC on Money continues. This is Frank MoTeC. With me now, longtime leader in business, management, and entrepreneurship education, Al Osborne, the interim dean of the UCLA Anderson School of Management. Longtime UCLA professor whose career at UCLA, by the way, dates back nearly five decades. Al Osborne, thank you very much for coming to the line to finally allow me the privilege to congratulate you on your appointment as interim dean at the UCLA Anderson School. And first of all, among the business leaders and movers and shakers you know have come through there, and those still on the campus, give us the buzz on the economy and the markets these days.
The buzz is actually pretty positive. The students and others I talk to see the economy as being rather robust. It's very strong. And that economic growth, although it has slowed a little bit, is enough to create good incomes with a low unemployment rate and demand for talent being strong, jobs available, but not a lot of people to fill them. It's really very good. I think that certainly the next year or two, you will be witnessing a strong economy. Issues of trade, some of the international challenges notwithstanding, by and large, the American economy is doing well.
Give us an update on what the students are thinking these days as far as career choices, your view on entrepreneurship, and I know you have the Entrepreneurship Accelerator there as well. What are some of the trends and your advice on where students should emphasize their efforts these days?
Well, Frank, technology is on everybody's mind, whether it's Silicon Beach or Silicon Valley. There's a lot of interest in being related in industries that are technology intensive among our students. At the same time, however, though, I see an interest in being independent. That is to say, they would rather sooner than later be business owners. And as such, there's a strong interest in entrepreneurship at some point in their career. Many are interested in those exciting jobs at the companies you all know about, Facebook, Uber, Snap, you name the company that is intensive in technology, just an exciting place for young people to do. Healthcare is an area at 19% of GDP where I believe many of our students will find a way to use technology to help improve the efficiency in which patients are cared for or access is created in our society. So I see healthcare as an area of great interest. Also, education as an industry. As you know, these are two big industries that have not been heavily innovated, and there is a strong demand for better ways of lowering costs and improving services in both healthcare and in all levels of education. And I see enormous progress being made as these sectors are disrupted in the next several years.
Since we last spoke, California became the first state to require women on corporate boards, and I know you have an executive education program there. I've participated in that in the past. Give us an update on what's happening, especially since that law was passed here.
Well, I haven't seen any recent data, but I can talk to you about my personal experience, Frank, where on the boards I'm engaged with, we have made a conscious effort to improve access and participation by women. And we do that based primarily on the kind of leadership and the kind of contribution we're looking for with diversity and the diversity of experiences and thought that many women bring to the boardroom has been highly valued. And I think we're going to see more of that.
And of course, you've inspired so many business leaders here in Southern California, having been on the campus there for many years. And this, of course, is the 100th anniversary of UCLA, right? And you've participated in a big part of that history. Tell us about that.
Frank, it's been a privilege for me to be on the faculty of UCLA Anderson School. I've been here over 45 years, and I'm at a point in my career where I'm essentially a volunteer. But I enjoy what it is that we're able to do for students. And the university has demonstrated its great commitment to this city and this state. And the Anderson School in particular has been active on a variety of fronts in developing programs and associations with partners all across this city and state designed to improve the quality of life for all of our citizens. And so I'm delighted to have been an educator and continue to be an educator in training the best talent that we can find available to do good works by doing well.
Longtime UCLA professor Al Osborne, now interim dean of the UCLA Anderson School of Management. Thank you very, very much for sharing your thoughts with us here this weekend.
You're welcome, Frank.
And coming up, a preview of the week ahead on the business scene. That and more straight ahead on MoTeC on Money. MoTeC on Money continues. This is Frank MoTeC. We'll be kicking off the new week on Wall Street with the major averages just below record highs. The S&P 500 stands just 25 points shy of its all-time high. The NASDAQ is just about 100 points below its record high close, and the Dow is about 270 points away from its all-time high. This after a relatively quiet holiday-shortened week this past week, the Dow came in for a closing gain of 110 points on Thursday, just prior to the holiday break, and will kick off the new week at 26,560. The S&P 500 gained 5 points. It'll kick off the new week at 2905. And the NASDAQ composite stands just below 8,000 after a 2-point gain on Thursday at 7,998. Since the start of the year, we've racked up impressive gains. The NASDAQ, the most impressive of all, up 20.5%. The Dow is up 13.9%, and the S&P 500 up 15.9% for 2019. Price of oil, meanwhile, still hovering near its 2019 high. It'll kick off the new week at $64 a barrel. And you've noticed those higher oil prices at Southern California gas pumps. We started the weekend at $4.08 for regular on average, $4.32 the average price for premium in the Los Angeles area, both 70 cents a gallon higher than where they were just a month ago. Coming up on Monday, we'll be getting new readings on existing home sales. On Tuesday, new readings on new home sales will be coming out. On Thursday, we'll be getting the weekly jobless claims, which, by the way, touched near 50-year lows this past week. Meanwhile, California's unemployment rate edged up slightly in the month of March, even as the state of California continued adding jobs. According to the Employment Development Department, the rate increased 0.1% over February to 4.3% and is back to where it was a year ago. On Friday, we'll be getting a new reading on economic growth for the first quarter. The GDP number will be coming out, and we'll also be getting a new reading on consumer confidence. The price of gold will be kicking off the new week near its low point of the year at $1,276 an ounce. Gold, by the way, down 1.5% since the first of the year. This is MoTeC on Money. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy the rest of the holiday weekend. I'll be back at the same time next weekend. You can also catch the MoTeC on Money podcast. Be sure to download the radio.com app and subscribe. This is MoTeC on Money.